Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Joining us now is Grant Ashton, the CEO and founder of 67 Palm Oil. He's been in Singapore this week. Grant, great to have you with us today. Welcome to Singapore.
Thank you very much.
You know, the big topic, of course, for us here is you are opening a 67 Palm Oil right here on Orchard Road. Tell us about the new club.
Yeah, so you know, we are opening in the penthouse of Shaw Centre on Orchard Road. We have a club in London, which is about 19,000 square feet. The club in Singapore will be a similar sort of size. And we opened the membership just over a year ago, and we're just about to start construction. So we'll be bringing a lot of the elements of London. So you know, we have the biggest wine list in London. We have a very big wine by the glass selection. So in London, we have 800 wines you can try by the glass. But in Singapore, we're going one better. So you'll have 1,000 different wines you can try by the glass. Everything from so that's a lot.
You're going to make sure none of us go back to work after a day at the club, huh?
we have had people try to drink, you know, a percentage of it. And they failed, frankly. But it's, you know, the beauty of that is you can pick a grape or pick a producer you want to try some small pours of and try, you know, 10 different 25 mil pours of, a horizontal of Latour, or you could try a whole bunch of Rieslings or whatever you fancy. So, yeah, and we're going to bring an amazing list. It's going to be 42 countries represented on our list. And I'd say it'll be about 10,000 lines, roughly. So, you won't run dry of wine.
Talking with Grant Ashton, the founder and CEO of 67 Palm Oil, starting construction on their newest club right here in Singapore at the top of Shaw Center in the penthouse. The city clubs have grown. Well, of course, city clubs have been a part of London life for, hundreds of years, right? And it's always been very popular. And we have seen a resurgence and a growth in that segment of the market here in Singapore and as well in recent years, many, you know, fine clubs here. When you look at what you'll offer in addition to the wine, what is the ethos? What is your goal for 67 Palm Oil Singapore? What do you want it to feel like when people show up?
I mean, the key to what we do is accessibility. So the reason I founded the club in London was because I was frustrated by how expensive wine had got. You know, you go into a restaurant, by definition, they have to charge three times the price, pay for, you know, the very expensive back of house, all of the staff, the expensive cost of rent, which we do have to as well. But we use some of our membership fee to bring down the cost of wine from three, four times its cost down to, at worst, 1.5 times its price. So we're probably adding a 50% markup maximum, and often less, rather than a restaurant that has to triple the price. And it's no reflection on the restaurants. It's just how the economics works. If you're a members club, you know, you can do that. You can afford to have a really well-priced wine. And you know, the ethos, if you like, is very relaxed. So this isn't, in London, some people refer to us as a gentleman's club. Hmm. But I always kind of rebut that and say, you know, there are 40% of our, just under 40% of our members are ladies, and we're very much a mixed social club. Mm-hmm. It's very much not that old. Now, look, we're in the middle of St. James in London, and you know, Orchard is very much a very high-end, you know, probably the highest-end part of Singapore. So we're very much in the very best areas, but I certainly don't think we're stuffy. And I think the reality is that we're relaxed, and we want our members to enjoy themselves. You know, everyone goes by their first name, frankly. So it's that sort of ethos I hope to bring to Singapore, is the kind of newer, slightly more relaxed social club, which is what we are.
Yeah, to be sure, those of us who have traveled to London, Orchard Road is definitely not St. James. there will be no mistaking the two. One of the things that I noticed when I Googled the club and I saw some of the artists' renderings of the club, that looks very comfortable, but it doesn't look stiff or stodgy. It looks still accessible. Is that part of your thinking about this particular club and perhaps about your club in London as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our interior designer is a gentleman called Russell Sage, who has designed lots of restaurants and commercial interiors. It's very much about being comfortable and relaxed. So Russell did about 60% of the interior design for the Singapore Club. And then we gave it to a local interior designer. So at the end of the day, you know, a decent piece of what we're trying to achieve is the localization, making sure that we don't just turn up as a bunch of silly Angmo turning up in Singapore with a British club solely. Yeah. So you'll see a lot of Peranakan references. You'll see a lot, if you look at the renderings of the club in Singapore, it's very much, yes, it has the thread of what we do running through it, but it's very much localized to Singapore. And I say the same thing about the cuisine. You know, obviously, you know, we will bring our signature dishes from London. Hmm. That's going to make up 60, maybe 70% of the menu will be our signature dishes from London. And then very much we're going to take locally inspired dishes. So, you know, ones that Singaporeans are very comfortable with and know very well. And the ones that go well with wine, I think, is what I would say as well, because clearly Asian cuisine tends to be more tricky to match to wine. But we're very much leaning on, you know, one of our shareholders is Les Amis Group, and very much from a cuisine point of view, certainly from sourcing ingredients as well, we'll be leaning on Les Amis and have some of the signature dishes from their group restaurants. Now, we're doing the cuisine, but very much we are very indebted to Les Amis to help us to make sure that we do it really well in a Singapore context.
We're in conversation with Grant Ashton, founder and CEO of 67 Pall Mall in London and soon to be in Singapore Orchard Road, Shaw Center, up at the penthouse. Interesting times to be building out a club with COVID-19 and all that's been going on. I know that you were planning this before COVID-19 hit, but what are your feelings or your thoughts about this new next world that we're going into? We're not quite sure what it's going to look like yet. Of course, the vaccines are rolling out in the UK this weekend. They're going to start rolling out in the US as well, and soon to be coming to Singapore, I would imagine. What's your thinking around what that new environment will be in 2021 and beyond?
Well, I think it's important to say we chose Singapore very much on its merits over 2 years ago. So, yeah. That decision, I think, is very well founded, and it's very interesting to see all the reasons I kind of picked Singapore over other centres we could have looked at and did look at. Was if you look at the way in which Singapore has handled COVID, it's a world leader. Frankly, in the UK, we're doing it a lot worse than Singapore. It's got an amazing track record. So I think, you know, the ability for Singapore, you know, when we looked at Asia and said, right, where should we be looking at? Singapore won, frankly, on its own merits, very, very decisively versus other centres. And I think the reaction to COVID, you know, has borne out that decision, if you like. So, you know, we're very excited by Singapore. I think that members clubs in general, when I talk to my friends and competitors around the world, have seen a massive resurgence even in the last year, as you've seen a lot less people travelling. So clearly members of clubs are going to their club more frequently because they're not flitting around the world. But also people are very excited by private spaces in many ways. So I think that the mid, you know, certainly in London and parts in the US, the mid-market dining is really suffering. That's really the end of the market that's finding it really tough versus high-end private spaces and high-end dining. You know, try getting a reservation in one of the top restaurants in this town. Hmm. And it's really hard. I mean, stuff, yeah, I hear booked up till March.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, we feel we're very fortunate or very lucky, one of the two, to, you know, have a fully designed members club ready to construct, frankly. And we're going to start that in the next month or so. Members clubs have been doing very well. Their members clubs are in a very good space.
Well, of course, Singaporeans are no stranger to private clubs. You know, you may have heard of the five C's here, which are important to all of us: cash, car, credit card, condominium, and club. Those are the big five here in Singapore. So it is not a hard stretch for people to think about joining another club or their first club. And as you look at when you will open, when do you expect to actually open the doors after your construction? What's your hope?
We think it'll be very early into Q3 of next year. So I'd love to be saying it was June, but it feels more like July, August, frankly. Obviously, COVID has put that back, and not necessarily in a bad way. I think the in many ways, it's allowed us to finalize our design much more accurately than maybe we would have done, which is a good thing. It's also clearly given us the ability to extend the period of time for ramping up our membership. And that's been going, in a way, to your previous question, you know, in London, you know, it took time to build the membership. Here, you know, we're at 1,600 members. We only want 2,000 to start with. So, right. You know, we're still kind of 7-8 months out from when we want to open. And frankly, you know, we kind of got 400 membership spaces left. And we still obviously got the life memberships, which we're offering as well. But even those are going pretty quickly. So it's, I think that the post-COVID, you know, I don't feel it's been that detrimental, frankly. It's given us more time to get it right.
Yeah. How about the, you know, just the idea of opening an F&B establishment, of which, you know, will certainly be part of yours in Singapore, when it's been, the labor market is very hard. It's hard to get, you know, talented help, servers and hosts and things like that. How are you dealing with these uncertain times and the difficulty of perhaps finding the talent you need to run at the level that you would like your club to run? Or is that another thing where you've got 8 months to figure it out?
No, I think that it's a big challenge. I think that, you know, when I talk to other people in hospitality here, the availability of staff is a true challenge. I think that in many ways, the way we want to go about countering that is, you know, in London, we spend an awful lot of time and money educating our staff. So we pay for continual professional development for all of our staff. Everyone takes exams. We pay for their exams. We train the sommeliers in the course of master sommelier exams. We train everybody all the time. And I think, you know, to a great degree, what we need to do is to bring that kind of education culture. Now, look, Singapore's got amazing education culture. What it doesn't have, I don't believe, is a sense among Singaporeans that actually working in hospitality, working in service, is actually a valid and great career. Now, I think that, you know, hopefully what we intend to do is we will bring some of our staff from London, and we will train our Singaporean staff. And hopefully over time, we can help to change the sense that people shouldn't be working in hospitality, because we've got amazing people with amazing careers. You know, we have had sommeliers that have become master sommeliers. We've had people that have become masters of wine through the training that they've had with us and through taking exams. So I think that, you know, Singapore has an amazing culture of education. I think it's a question of ingraining the fact that actually learning to be a sommelier, to be a wine professional, actually is a very valid career. And I think that's something we need to push. And, you know, the whole of hospitality needs to do that as well, is that there's too much of a reliance on imported labor in hospitality. And if we can persuade more Singaporeans that this is a great career,
yeah,
that'd be good for everybody in the industry.
Yeah. Where can people find out more information, whether it's membership or just what's happening with the club? How do they get in touch with you?
We have a Singapore website, which is 67palmal.sg. Mm-hmm. And you can click through there. There's an inquiry page on there. Chief Operating Officer, Neil Sherry, is based here. I've just hired a head of business development, Alan Chan.
Yeah, everybody knows Alan Chan around town. Trust
there we
me.
Go.
He is a very well-known quantity.
So we've got very much full-time people on the ground. Now, look, I'm going back to London, but we've got full-time professionals here. We're going to ramp out. We'll end up with about 110, 120 staff in Singapore. So it's going to be quite a big operation.
Great. Grant Ashton, founder and CEO of 67 Pall Mall, soon to be in the penthouse of the Shaw Center in Orchard Road sometime next year or so. Thank you so much for being with us on Money FM today. Appreciate it. Good luck with the club.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.